Looking for my contract to be addressed. Honestly looking to be valued. In my eyes, when I look around and, you know, at my position, I think I'm like, 22nd as a D-tech. I'm 36 as a D-lineman. And, you know, I know what I bring to this team and what I'm capable of on and off the field. And so it's hard for me to, you know, have enough after the year I've had to really justify playing at the number I'm playing at. You know, I understand I signed a contract last year. But to be completely honest with you, when I signed that, I told them, you know, when I have an all-pro year, expect me to come back. And you can look at the contract and see what it was. But, you know, I think everybody kind of giggled a little bit. But in my heads, I used it as motivation to go out there and prove.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Let's have ourselves a day. Cam Hayward at St. Vincent College yesterday with the big Steelers backdrop behind him. I'll give Cam a lot of credit for talking to the media about this instead of talking on his podcast, because you open yourself up to be questioned. And so I think that was the right move. I don't think he did himself any favors with the fans, though, because, oh my God, the pitchforks were out. The torches were out on social media. Instead of talking about the merits of whether Cam should or shouldn't get paid, I saw a ton of personal attacks on social media geared towards Cam Hayward. And Cam fired back on Instagram saying, "You either die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself become a villain." I heard Pomp and Joe had a problem with Cam posting that yesterday. It's hard to turn the other cheek. That is a skill that takes a lot of time to develop, and not everybody has it. I think you and I do a good job of it. You get texts every day. I think you get tweets every day whenever you're in a public position like we are on the morning show. And when people rip me routinely, I'm just going to mute them. There are people who are going to lash out at you every once in a while, and you try to have a conversation with them.
Mm-hmm.
Try to see if they can see your perspective. You try to see their perspective. But it's tough when you've got people by the thousands, like I'm sure Cam Hayward does, calling him out personally for what is a business matter. I don't think Cam helped himself yesterday. He sounded anguished. I think he had a hard time getting through it. I don't think he wants this to be the situation. I don't think he wants to be portrayed as the bad guy. He's a 10-time captain. He's a multiple-time All-Pro. There's a pretty damn good chance one day he's going to get a gold jacket and his bust is going to be in Canton, Ohio. He is a hell of a football player, but more importantly, he's a hell of a man. So can we have the conversation today without, I think, making the fan base look bad by attacking Cam Hayward personally? That's question one. Question two, what am I missing here? Mark Caboli said yesterday on our show that, oh, Cam's going to get his guaranteed money. The reason Mark has gone from point A to point B and he thinks that that is the most likely outcome is because it's easy for them to do that.
Mm-hmm.
The Steelers have like $30 million in cap space right now. They can only kick forward about $6 million. They can't do the full 13 for reasons that I'm not going to pretend to understand with NFL salary cap stuff. They could kick that forward, not hurt their chances of winning it all this year, and make a guy happy who did outperform his contract last year. So why hasn't it gotten done? That part I don't understand, Doran.
I don't understand either, but I think it's probably heading in that direction. I think in Cam's situation, you know, see like where I'm at and
go wherever you want to go.
I just don't understand why you wouldn't put the incentives into your contract that if you were to hit what he did last year, then you would automatically get a bonus from that. Like if you think that you're going to be all pro, like what he said whenever he was speaking yesterday, you know, I'm going to come back to the table whenever I am an all pro after he signed his contract last year. So why not put that escalator and negotiate that into your contract for this year? Why isn't that already in there
with you?
If you feel like you're already going to do that and you want to prove a point, it's like, I'm going to come back to the table next year when I'm all pro. Yeah, you were an all pro, but why not just go? Like, I'm sure the Steelers have been like, okay, you want this extra year. We'll make it incentive based. contract, and if you're an All-Pro, you're going to get X amount because we want you to be All-Pro, because if you're All-Pro, that makes us better. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't, but that's probably my biggest question.
I'm with you. You can still say it's a reasonable request for Cam to want more money, that it's an easy thing for the Steelers to do to shift some of that money forward and still be critical of the way that Cam Hayward's agent operated last year.
Yeah.
He screwed the pooch. You can add incentives for whatever. Here's an example. Rodgers. Contract guarantees a base salary of $13.65 million. $10 million guaranteed. Incentives could bring the total value to $19.5 million. Playoff berth worth $500K. Wild card win or a first round bye worth $600K. Division round win, $750K. AFC championship win, $1 million. Super Bowl win, $1.5 million. Now, you could argue, oh, wow, those are all team-based incentives. Well, if he were to win the AP NFL MVP award, he would get $1.5 million. So, if he can write that in, you're right, Doran. Cam Hayward's agent, the second that the Steelers brass, according to Cam, laughed, he should have said, okay, you think that's so funny.
Right, here, put it in there.
$5 million for AP All-Pro. Right. If you think it's laugh-out-loud funny, how high are you willing to go? Because you clearly don't believe in my guy. Right. Yes, that they should have done that. Because I've seen people argue, well, you just should have bet on yourself and signed a one-year deal. At 36 years old, coming off of injury.
Right, you just can't do that.
When he played through injury, too, which people seem to have forgotten, that this guy wanted to be out there with his teammates to help them win when he was he even 50%? Because he wasn't playing like Mm-mm. it. It was like when Baker Mayfield did that as a Brown. Oh, he stinks. He didn't need to be playing. And it wound up with him getting his ass replaced by an alleged serial sexual assault guy. Like, that's the NFL, folks. Guy you drafted in the first round, Cleveland. Oh, he's not an adult. Oh, so you go and get Deshaun Watson. That's the business of the NFL. And they guaranteed that guy $250 million, by the way.
Yep.
Cam Hayward should not have signed a one-year deal. Absolutely not. Because players at that age, at that position, don't perform the way that he did.
No.
But his agent could have done a much better job. No question. Now, I think another pool quote that fans have a massive problem with is when Cam said, and you heard it there at the clip to start the show, I'm just looking to be valued. You will have fans, and we'll take calls on this, of course, at 412-928-9370 that say, valued, you've made $131 million in your career, which is a fair retort. But, again, the Steelers don't need to tear up the contract and pay Cam Hayward Chris Jones money at $30 million. They don't need to do that, nor would that be a smart business decision.
Right.
What they can do to show Cam that they value him is roll $6 million forward.
Mm-hmm.
And again, so I'll go back to why hasn't this happened yet?
Are we sure that that's what he wants, though? Or is he just willing to start the negotiation platform there?
I think he is going full court press on this right now when he talks about things like he wouldn't rule out skipping games. I don't really think he wants to skip games or would skip games. I don't really think he wants $25 million, $30 million a season. But I think you posture yourself to the extreme so that the Steelers meet halfway and they throw you the money.
Mm-hmm.
He was really respectful of the organization yesterday, really respectful of Omar Khan, of Mike Tomlin, of Art Rooney II, and so he didn't want to get into any specifics necessarily, but Chris Adamski asked him about the narratives out there that they could shift the roster bonus forward, and Cam made it sound like he would be amenable to that.
Like, did this topic get brought up, like, during OTAs?
No.
Like, I mean, from Cam's perspective, like, why did he wait till right now to do this?
So Cam says they've been working on this since February, and my best guess on that, and it's just a guess, is he probably just assumed that they would roll the money forward.
Mm-hmm.
And they've done it before. They did it with Antonio Brown. The only player that they have ever renegotiated a contract on, Like a real, like, let's do a new contract as Ben Roethlisberger, which makes all the sense in the world. But this wouldn't be the starting of a precedent. This would be what they already have done for Antonio Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And Antonio Brown was in the prime of his career, elite at his position. Cam's not in the prime of his career. He's elite in his position. But Antonio Brown, if there is a guidebook on how to do things, everything, the wrong way, he did. Now, he's a hard worker, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Cam Hayward's the total opposite. Like, I can't tell you how many times I have been in the locker room back in the day when I was doing that on a game-to-game basis. And if they'd lose, the guys who wouldn't want to talk, Cam Hayward was up there being accountable, setting the standard every single time. The problem with the Steelers isn't that Cam Hayward's not a good leader. The problem with the Pittsburgh Steelers has been they don't have enough Cam Hayward.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you're telling me that you can reward Antonio Brown and you can shift money forward for that guy, but you can't do it for a Walter Payton Man of the Year?
Well, let's think about the business aspect of this, Crowley, though.
Sure.
Okay, so you're gonna do it for Antonio Brown because you knew that Antonio Brown was going to show up and give you the same production the following year. Like, are the Steelers paying Cam Hayward for what he has done or what he's going to do? And in the business sense of that, like, that is a tough situation. Like, am I paying you for what you just did, or am I paying you for what I think that you're possibly going to do this year? And what you're possibly going to do this year, in my mind, it's going to be hard to replicate what you did last year.
You know,
so am I just giving you a bonus for what you did, or am I paying you to do that again this coming year whenever you're 36 years old?
It's goofy because last year you could absolutely make the argument that they paid him for what he was, not what they could reasonably assume he was going to do.
Right.
I mean, 2 sacks, 11 games, he was hurt. When you miss 6 games, that's a big deal. And whenever you play as poorly as he did because he was hurt in the other 11 games, yeah, that's a big deal. They paid him based on what he had done. But also, this is a forgotten element in all of this. They needed Cam Hayward last year.
They did.
Larry Ogunjobi was their best defensive lineman returning last year. Keanu Benton they had high hopes for, but he was going into year two. That defensive line sucked ass, dude. And they had not done a good enough job of bolstering the depth. And the Isaiah Loudermilks of the world, they drafted them hoping that those guys could be cheap, productive depth. None of those guys have really panned out. None of them. DeMarvin Leal was drafted as a defensive lineman. He failed there. They're moving him to outside linebacker. So it's not like they did Cam Hayward a favor last year either. No, they knew they needed him. Oh, Cam, we need you to take a pay cut. That's what Cam alleges, that they told him last year, we need you to take a pay cut. If they didn't have Cam Hayward, the defense that gave up 299 rushing yards in a playoff game, imagine what it would have looked like without him.
Mm-hmm.
And I tweeted the statistic yesterday. With Hayward on the field last year, 3.7 yards per carry the offense had. So with Hayward on the field, that's the second best rush defense in the NFL. When Hayward needed a breather, when he's off the field, 5.1 yards per carry would have ranked 31st in the NFL. So from second best to second worst. Oh, it was a favor what they gave Cam Hayward because he was hurt. They didn't have to pay Cam Hayward. Sure they did. Because they'd have given up 5.1 damn yards per carry during the regular season without Hayward. And guess where they wouldn't have been last year? And I know they got their butts kicked. They wouldn't have made the playoffs without Cam Hayward last year.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's an interesting point you bring up, Doran. They did kind of pay him last year for what he had done. Now you're working off of an all-pro season. And you know what? They don't have to pay him all-pro money.
Right.
They just have to shift $6 million forward.
Maybe.
And I heard Sean Myers. We love Sean Myers, producer extraordinaire. He was with the guys in the midday show yesterday. And you know, he was talking about this whole situation. And he was real bummed out. And he said, you can't be the guy who says, I want to win at all costs. And then hold out because you want more money. I don't see how paying Cam Hayward an extra $6 million hurts this team's chances of winning even a fraction of 1%. They've got a ton of cap space. They're not going to trade for Terry McLaurin, clearly. There's been no smoke there like there was with the Ayuk situation last season. I don't think there's been any smoke whatsoever about Amari Cooper. Who's out there for them to spend money on?
Mm.
So I don't think it hurts their chances of winning at all. But again, I keep coming back to, why hasn't this happened yet?
Because I add you too, and I just think it's maybe the parameters around it is a little bit different than what we maybe are assuming. I don't know if it's just about rolling that money in.
So that is a theory that I've thought about too. Let's explore that a little bit more when we come back. I've got another couple of working theories on this that we can float by the people. If you want to call in, I'm sure you do. You can give us a ring on the fan hotline at 412-928-9370. The fan hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And you could text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
You know, for me and my family, we value stability. But at the same time, I value being valued as well. I've had conversations with my wife as things have started to pick up. And, I can't complain about what happened because I was coming off an injury. Which I chose to play through and be there for my guys because at the end of the day, I want to be there for them regardless if I'm on this team. But, you know, can't cry about spilled milk.
Cam Hayward yesterday at St. Vincent College in Latrobe. The media members actually asked him questions, unlike the Mike Tomlin press conference from Saturday night. Though I have been told, and I saw Mark Caboli tweeted this, there was an overzealous security guard who wouldn't let some of the Steelers media in.
Oh, really?
To ask Mike Tomlin questions. Yeah. Which is odd.
Yeah.
Very odd. So here's where you'll never get the average working man to understand the football side of things. They'll hear Cam Hayward's made $131 million and they'll say, my God, I couldn't make that in 15 lifetimes. And why does that guy need more money? And you played your entire life. You were in the NFL for 6 years. I've been in locker rooms. I've seen what guys go through to get back onto the field playing through significant pain. We all know horror stories of guys after football. I wouldn't say that you're experiencing any horror stories, but you're in constant pain. All the time.
All the time.
You are the general you of National Football League players. You have a finite career. You are paid handsomely at the top end for sure, like Cam Hayward. And you try to get as much as you can out of your body for the thing that you're best at in life. And when a guy wants more money and there are serious long-term ramifications of playing this sport, I'm inclined to say, hey, that's a fair ask. And when it comes to somebody who has never stepped a foot out of bounds, who's been a leader, who's been a 10-time captain, who's going to wear a gold jacket one day, I have no problem if the reasonable request is, can you forward me $6 million when you got $30 million in cap space? I think it's a fair request, and I think it's an easy one for the Steelers to make good on. But so then that brings us back to what the hell is going on here and why hasn't it happened? And so one of the theories you just threw out there at the end of the last segment is maybe Cam is asking for more than he's letting on. I do think that's a possibility. And if that's the case, I think Cam, unfortunately, tough. Like $6 million, fair. You want to rip the contract up and get $25 million at 37 years old and sign like a 3-year deal? Like, that's just not going to happen, man.
Right.
And I think my tune would change on it. I think another thing that could be going on here is you've got Chris Boswell, who's got 2 years left on his deal. And he's doing the hold in, hold out thing. And you don't want to set the precedent of reworking a kicker's contract. And you feel like you maybe can't you do one without the other. I think that's a possibility. Because I'm just wondering why they haven't done it.
Well, I mean, and especially if we've gotten word that this has been going on since February. Right? I mean, this is a long time.
Yeah.
For $6 million. If it was $6 million, you would assume that they would just get it out of the way and get it done. Then focus on, what, TJ Watt. At the time after that. And I tend to believe that So how much is he actually supposed to make this year, or how much has he already gotten this year? Do we have the numbers of where he would be at ballpark all in if they rolled the $6 million in?
I think it would wind up being 20, right?
Because, for this year?
Because he got the bonus, and his salary right now is $1.35 million or somewhere in that range.
Right.
Which I think that, if that's the ask, is a fair ask. Now, as we're sort of talking our way through this, I wonder if he's perturbed that he probably thought it was going to get done before camp because it's super easy to just move $6 million for it if you've got all this cap space. It's been a weird offseason for them. Like, they spent all that money on DK Metcalf, right? Which, and that should have been a priority. You need to get weapons.
Mm-hmm.
It's an offensive league. Go get weapons. They waited around on Rodgers when he finally signs. Now you know exactly what you're paying him. The Ramsey thing with Jonnu Smith, that made the cap get all wonky.
Mm-hmm.
And you move off another huge salary in Minkah Fitzpatrick. They didn't have all this cap space until like 2 weeks before camp when the Ramsey thing went down. So I wonder if they've always intended on doing it, if it was, okay, we got to work all this other crap out first, see where we land from a salary cap standpoint, and then we'll get it done. But he probably didn't view it that way.
Probably not. I mean, but it's only $6 million too. And only, I say only, I mean, in NFL terms, that's not that much. I guess. I just...
It makes me wonder about the wide receiver position. Like, they're still evaluating it. Like, Omar Khan did say at the beginning of camp, we're going to let it all play out before we'd add anything there. I wonder if they are waiting to see if they need a guy. I don't know. Yeah, I'm just
that's
asking.
Out there would be less than what they have.
Yeah, we're talking about $10
million. Right. $10 million bucks, probably. So, I don't know. Like, it is a very odd situation because I am not about to pay you for what you already did. And then I'm not about to pay you for what you think that you're going to do or possibly replicate that production at the age you're at. So it's for me it really falls on his agent last year.
Yes.
And for me, he almost has to plan a lame duck year. Like you messed up initially. So you almost have to eat it in my opinion. Like, yeah, I want to see Cam Hayward get paid. I think that they can do it, especially if he's in the ballpark of the $6 million. But at the same time, business-wise, like, I'm like, man, you should have put this $6 million or $10 million into your second year of your contract you signed last year.
I can't quarrel with that at all.
So now I gotta now as an organization, we gotta renegotiate because you played very well.
I actually don't think there's a bad guy here, like, because I do think his agent screwed up. Absolutely. 1,000% agree with that. That was my biggest takeaway coming out of that press conference yesterday, is that they laughed at him whenever he said, I'll be back after I'm an All-Pro, and the agent doesn't sit there immediately and go, write that bleep in.
Right.
Like, he did screw up. I think you can also rectify a situation that is clearly not ideal if you're the Steelers. And Cam would kind of be having his cake and eating it too, and so would they. But because $6 million isn't that much. Now, people are bringing up on the text line, you keep running with the $6 million thing. I do, but I'm also throwing qualifiers in there. If he wants to be paid, again, $25, $30 million, rip the contract up and be paid like Chris Jones, then yeah, I don't think he's got ground to stand on. But I feel like there's a compromise here, an easy one. And for whatever reason, and we're trying to figure out why, the Steelers haven't done it.
So Chris Jones is making, what, $30 million?
Yeah.
And Cam, if they rolled that money in, he'd be making 20 altogether.
Yeah, I just
I don't think he wants. I don't think that's what he wants. I think he wants more. I think he wants to be like 25,
which is going to be a lot harder to do.
And the only reason why I say that, I don't have any inside information, but only reason why I say that is because if this has been going on since February, then there has to be something significant. It can't be that easy, you know. It's obviously not that easy for them to just roll that money in if it's been going on for months like this.
And I think they do stupid stuff. Like, they, for the longest time, it was guaranteed money, and they would always, you know, they would scoff at the idea of paying guaranteed money. And they've got the antiquated, hey, we're never going to negotiate contracts in season. They also don't want to do the 2 year out, we're going to renegotiate a contract thing. In some instances, that would help them. Like, if TJ Watt signed a deal going into last season,
Right.
He'd have been paid a lot of money at the time.
Way less than now.
Way less than now.
Right.
And I do get it from their standpoint, but it's not always set in stone that that helps you. But again, if it's the rolling money forward thing, then they're not setting a new precedent. They're not, because they've already done it with Antonio Brown. Different point in his career. Totally get it.
Different GM.
Yes, different GM. And maybe this is a line in the sand that Omar's not willing to cross. We do have a bunch of calls. We'll get to Ian's coming up next at 412-928-9370. You could tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Here's a Twitter poll question. Did Cam Hayward's press conference make you see it his way more or less? You can vote at underscore Adam Crowley. Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Texter writes in, Steelers have allowed way better players than Cam to sit or leave over this stuff. Troy, Porter, Ben, Woodson, Bell. All right, just real quick. Troy, God bless him. Couldn't play anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He could not play anymore. Cam was an all-pro last season. They had James Harrison behind Joey Porter. They should not have screwed it up with Woodson. That's a mistake.
Yes.
And I said it at the time. They were making a huge mistake with Le'Veon Bell. They were always going to pay out the first 2 years of his contract. When they signed guys to long-term deals, they never cut him before year two. Mm-hmm. It just never happened.
Mm-hmm.
So they were always going to pay it out. Just guarantee it up front. They didn't because they were stubborn and they really messed that situation up. Now, Le'Veon's agent was also not doing him any favors. It was a failure on both sides. But this idea that, oh, they let Rod Woodson walk. Yeah, good on him. He goes, wins a championship. He could still play. Now, Joey Porter had 17 and a half sacks the year after he left. He could still play, but you had James Harrison. Like, I don't think any of those situations are analogous to what's going on right now.
I mean, it was literally the same, but different ownership. It was different GMs. Like, why do we can't compare and contrast history to now? Like, Art II was not running things then. You know, Omar Khan was not the GM then.
And I'm
sure people are going to do things different.
Yeah, and I'm sure people have a problem with the way that Art Rooney II is running it as compared to Dan. I know that I do, but I just don't think that any of those situations are similar to this one. I don't. Like, Troy in particular, God bless him, what a player. My all-time favorite Pittsburgh Steeler. He could not cover anymore. Mm-hmm. He was a dime linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Anthony in Oakland's been waiting a long time. Hi, Anthony. What's up, buddy?
See, fellas, you have to take the emotion out of this, which I do. I take the emotion out of it, and I look at it from a world that I used to be in. It's the contract world. He wants the Steelers to rectify what his agents didn't do last year.
Sure.
That's not their obligation to do that. And second, here's his problem. There's no one in the NFL Players Association to give him this type of advice. He took the roster bonus. So he's obligated for this year. The bulk of that money was in the roster bonus. He said so himself yesterday.
Sure.
If he was unhappy, he shouldn't have taken the roster bonus. Now they can invoke, because he's not practicing, and Dorn knows this rule, the TO rule. He's obligated to practice. He took the bulk of the money. So people have to take the emotion. He saw what TJ got. He saw what Metcalf got. And he's unhappy with it. Then don't take the roster bonus.
Well, that's a good point.
He did.
Kind of. I mean, I don't think the Steelers, if you gave Omar Khan and the decision makers and Art Rooney II, if you gave them truth serum, I bet you they never thought they'd pay out the roster bonus. I bet you thought they'd get one more year out of Cam Hayward and they'd cut him dry. And thank you for the call.
Yeah, but he accepted it. So that means that you're getting paid already for the season.
Sure.
Like, TJ Watt never accepted the money he was getting for this coming season. That's why he was able to negotiate a new contract.
Sure, but when we're talking about, a 13 whatever million dollar signing bonus, that still comes up $17 million short of Chris Jones, which is, I guess, Cam's argument. And look, I think it's a really nuanced conversation. You want to talk about taking the emotion out of it? I'm emotional on behalf of Cam because of the vitriol I've seen out there for Cam. People calling him names and stuff for a guy who's a 10-time captain. Our caller just said, Anthony just said, they don't owe him anything. They don't. They're under no obligation to do this. But what I'm wondering is, why can't you throw a good soldier a bone? I mean, that's what he's been. He's done everything the right way. 10-time captain, future Hall of Famer.
In their mind, though, they did with the roster bonus.
I just think it's an easy thing to nip in the bud here and give him $6 million, which doesn't fundamentally alter their salary cap situation this year. They don't owe him anything. They don't.
No.
Anthony's right. You're right. They absolutely don't have to do this. And his agent is probably, of the three parties here, the biggest villain.
Yeah.
But of all the players that have played in this era of Steelers football, this would be the guy to throw the bone to, I think. When they draft Derek Harmon and they say he's got Steeler DNA, we want him to learn from Cam Hayward. They want Derek Harmon to be the next Cam Hayward. Why? Because he's Mr. Do Everything Right. Give him $6 million. Now, again, we could keep going around and around in a circle. Maybe he wants more than that. Mm-hmm. And if that's the case, then yeah, I've got a problem with it. But if this could all be solved with $6 million, I think you just bite the bullet if you're the Steelers. And I think you accept that if you're Cam and understand you can't get exactly what you'd ideally want in this situation.
Yeah, I mean, it's a, for me, Anthony brings up a great point.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if you're negotiating since February, why accept the roster bonus if you want more money? Because then if you once you accept the roster bonus, that is your money. Like, that's what you're getting paid. And we've already paid you for the upcoming season. So why would we pay you even more when you already accepted what the bonus was?
I think, and I'm just trying to read the tea leaves here, I think in Cam's mind, so they laugh at him about the whole all-pro thing, right? I think in Cam's warped mind, he thinks, oh, they know I'm coming for it anyway. Like, I'll get the roster bonus, and they know I'm going to come for more money. They knew I was going to come for more money, and so eventually I'm going to get my more money because I just got it last offseason. They've bowed down to my wishes-ish, kind of, before they're going to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
But all this, Cam Hayward's a piece of trash. Miss me with that. And yeah, I know you're not doing that. No. Neither's Anthony. Anthony wants to bring the emotion out of it. 412-928-9370. You can give us a ring on that fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. I stumbled upon something this morning that really hurt my heart. I'll tell you about that coming up next, but we'll continue to talk to Yins about Cam Hayward. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Texter writes in, how come you're okay with giving Cam his request, but he won as many playoff games as TJ Watt has, and you didn't want to give him anything but trade him? Because we're talking about maybe rolling forward $6 million versus paying a guy $41 million a season. And I was okay with the Watt contract because I thought they were going to have to cave and give 5 years. They wound up giving three.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to pay a guy $41 million a season deep into his 30s at that position, where Cam has bucked the trend. Like, Cam is playing at a high level, all pro level, at a position where guys generally, they ain't playing this well, which is nuts. I wouldn't have predicted that he would have been that good last year.
No, I don't think anybody did.
Now, we argue that, yeah, you need him, so pay him, but I did not think he was going to be an all pro. And wire to wire, I think he was their best defensive player. All right, Jeff Hathorn's going to join us at the top of the hour. Shall we go to Ray in Ohio?
Yes.
Hi, Ray.
Hey, how you doing? I got a quick one. It's very simple. There's no way us Yinzers want the Steelers to give him that bonus. No, or that extra money. No. He signed a contract. We work our butts off every day for our living, and we're tired of hearing these guys make over $100 million, and they cry. No, he doesn't deserve that extra money. If he wants to fight for it, that's his right. But the final thing I'll say is we want to hear the Steelers come out and say, no, we love Cam. He's awesome, but he's got a contract. If he doesn't show up, we're going to start fining him. That's it. Cam has no leg to stand on. He has zero.
Thank you, Ray. And I think you're in the vast majority of people, actually.
Yes, but he does deserve money. He does deserve that. That's where I will say, that's where I will halt that conversation of the business side of it and having a nuanced conversation. He definitely does deserve it for what he did last year.
Right. And it's tough to draw an analogy to a regular, I'm digging ditches kind of job. It just is. But let's
totally different.
Let's not pretend like Cam doesn't work his ass off.
Right.
He played through significant injury 2 years ago to try to help his team win. He did. Cam busts his ass. And yeah, he's been paid swimmingly for it. But it's all relative, and it's just a totally different world. We'll get Jeff Hathorn's thoughts on this coming up next. He was at the Cam Hayward press conference yesterday. First Fan Weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.